702 on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DStv channel 856.
Now, the city of Johannesburg, the city of Ekurhuleni, local government issues are under the spotlight. We would love to hear from you about those issues, particularly the ousting of Dr. Phalatse. Dr. Phalatse. We will shortly speak to Onga Mamtinka, who is a political analyst. He'll put things in perspective for us. And then we will speak to different parties represented in the city of Johannesburg. And they will tell us what their thoughts are about this. But most importantly, where to from here? Can we expect another motion of no confidence in the next 4 weeks or so? Another mayor will be voted in tomorrow. Mpopalatse says she will raise her hand once again and she will try to get re-elected after she was ousted today. Chances of that are very slim, given the majority margin that got rid of her today. But she says that tomorrow she will stand. There have been talks that Thapelo Ahmad of Al Jamaa will soon be the new mayor of the city of Johannesburg. But you do know that in politics, a day is like forever, so we don't know what will happen tomorrow. But we did try to get hold of him so that he could speak to us, and he said he will do his very best to do that. Margaret Arnolds of AIC, one of the parties represented in the city of Johannesburg, will also have a word with us. We'll also speak to Bongani Baloyi of Action SA, and he will also give us his perspective about that. But we will speak to Onga Mamtinka, who is a political analyst, just to lay the land for us, to give us the lay of the land, and to lay a great foundation for us that where are we headed to? This instability, are we going to be experiencing this up until the next local government elections? And when are they? 2026, I think, because the previous ones were in 2021. So 2026, we will get to know that. Before we get there, how many other motions of no confidence are we going to experience, particularly in the city of Joburg? In the city of Ekurhuleni, it was quite a mess. Things fell apart completely. The speaker did not allow for the motion to be heard. The meeting collapsed, and he says they did not necessarily follow proper rules of council in order for them to push that motion forward. But for now, your voice matters. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. You're on 702, and my name is Thabo Shole Mashau. If you'd like to send a voice note, you are also at liberty to do that. The number for that is 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. That's where you can also send your text messages, including your voice notes, which should not please exceed 60 seconds so that we can deal with it right away. But we will be soon be taking reactions from the political parties represented in the city of Johannesburg. One of them is AIC with Margaret Arnolds, and another is Action SA. Action SA has been very vocal, if anything else. If anything, they are lamenting the fact that the Democratic Alliance threw Mpopalatse under the bus. That's what they're saying. They're not mincing their words. They're saying it's all because of the DA that this fell apart. Simply because the DA did not want to negotiate in good faith with the PA. Was that the case? 011-883-0702. Before we go to our analyst, let's go to Mepinki in Orlando. Mepinki.
Hi.
Hi there. Good evening. Hey,
you know what, Tavo?
Yes,
this is the moment when I wish Soweto could be united. Have our own mayor. Have our own councils, run our own affairs. These Mickey Mouse parties, they are nothing but the puppets of some of these established parties, and we know that some of them were formed by these very ANCs and some factions within the ANC or ATM. They are part of the Zupa faction. And now you have Bo Makhubu. Well, who's the other party? The one that they put a motion of no confidence today?
ATM.
Yeah, this is not a motion of no confidence. This is a coup. This is mafiahood. Joburg City is a rubbish dump. We can't be led. How I wish the people of Soweto we could unite. We don't want to be led by this rubbish dump. It's a third world banana city. Joburg is not the Joburg that we knew. There's still going to be one motion of no confidence after the other. This is thuggery. I can't stand this thing. Soweto must just unite.
Mepinki, wouldn't you say that it's democracy at work? This is what we voted for. Some of these things could come as a result of the processes and systems of democracy. And that's just how things are. It comes with the rain. And as much as we enjoy the sunshine, we must stand the rain.
No, it's not. This is not democracy. It's anarchy. They've been trying to destabilize the city. If the ANC, they are like that, each time another party is running the city, whether it's Joburg, but Joburg is worse. They do this. They did this with Mashaba. I saw them with my own eyes. The time Mashaba was a mayor, the city pick it up, would clean the city, and then they would send some of these hawkers and all these other people to come and mess up the city, busting a fella. ANC, where there's ANC, it's rubbish. And I want the people of Soweto to open their ears, to open their minds, and know that the ANC is nothing but serious trouble. We can run our own Soweto. Soweto can be a metro. We can generate our own income. We don't need these people. These people don't represent our interests. Number one, each time there has to be a budget has to be passed, they create a ramur.
Yeah, so but Mepinki, what does it say about the voters? Does it say in 2026, in 2024, we must become more decisive as voters?
That's why I say, how can the voters, we must bring action and say a landslide. Mongani Baloyi must stand up, step up, and step forward. We don't want the ANC anymore. But also, they've allowed it's a mess.
Yeah, Mepinki, very interesting. And you are just saying that maybe we need to think twice in 2024 as voters. And what does it say about the confidence in the coalition government moving forward? Maybe this is not working out, or these are just experiments that soon will catch fire. We will get to understand that if anything else at all, it's democracy at work. But Mepinki, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And all the best. Stay listening. Margaret Arnolds is joining us, who is with African Independent Congress. Margaret Arnolds, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you, Thabo, and thank you to your listeners.
AIC, what is your position today?
The AIC's position has always been that we would remove the mayor if she does not deliver services. And I am very much excited and I'm very much in awe today that we have removed her successfully. She cannot even go to court because it was done a very legal way. And now we would see a mayor come in that will give us service delivery.
What is it that she didn't do, according to AIC, exactly, for you to support the motion of confidence?
The motion of the vote of no confidence.
The vote of no confidence, yeah.
Services were not delivered. I need you to come and take a tour in El Dorado Park, Westbury, Rivoli, Coronation, Noordhoek, Wege Park, and all the areas, Soweto included. The grass is tall, the grass has not been cut. Sewer is running all over. There's potholes wherever you go, you must dodge them as if they are swimming pools. Crime is very high. I know people will say it's a theft issue, but you also have JMPD to deal with some of the crime.
And how much of that you are saying she inherited from the ANC when it was in power?
Well, I know I was part of for 2 years I was an MMC with the government of local unity. Grass was cut. We had days that we would go out with the mayor and two bottles. We would do accelerated service delivery. And yes, I could walk in Alvarado Park. I can't walk in Alvarado Park any longer because the grass is taller than myself and I get lost in the tall grass.
Margaret Arnold, isn't this really truly only about politics? And nothing else. Isn't this about horse trading where parties are just jostling for power and trying to gain as much of great positions as possible?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's about service delivery.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you judge service delivery if she hasn't completed a term?
How do you judge service delivery if she hasn't completed a term?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you around when there was floods?
Yes, ma'am, I was around.
You were Johannesburg.
Yes.
The mayor?
Margaret
Where
Arnold?
Was the mayor?
Yeah.
Where was the mayor when there was floods?
Okay, and where was she supposed to be? I assume that's a rhetorical question. Where do you think she was supposed to be?
She came 2 weeks after the flood, and she wanted to do assessments. Where was she when people were losing their houses? Where was she when people drowned? Where was she when the bridges fell?
Yeah, but are those the duties of the mayor?
Those are service delivery issues.
Yeah. And so those are the main issues that pushed you to...
Where is she when we called her and said to her, Mayor Palazzi, people are being killed in Alvarado Park, and she wrote a WhatsApp back to us and said, you will send me a formal invitation and then I will look at the invitation and I could come back after 14 days. We had to hijack her at a function where she had at the Avalon graveyard. We had to hijack her there and bring her to Alvarado Park when 27 people were already shot and killed. We had to force her to bring JMPD to Alvarado Park. And after a week, she withdrew JMPD. That is the services that we are talking about. That is the bread and butter issue that we are talking about. The issue that she fired 130 staff people, which she could have put them into the pool if she did not want them. She fired them. If you multiply 130 times 5, you probably have 750 people that are suffering today.
Sure. But also, I'm just wondering of the AIC's intentions now. Where do you stand, and do you want to give us the composition of a local government that you want to form in the new coalition? As far as we understand it, we are going to get a mayor, and the mayor is not going to come from the ANC. Where is Thapelo Ahmad going to be the mayor?
It will come from the minority opposition party.
Yes. Yeah. Is it Thapelo Ahmad?
Yes.
And is it only temporarily up until the ANC sorts out its issues with the EFF?
That will depend. They might even resolve the issues after the next 4 years.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, should they resolve their issues with the EFF and the EFF gets Ekurhuleni, are you going to go back and then give the mayorship to the ANC?
We are not even certain about Ekurhuleni right now because the speaker of Ekurhuleni collapsed the Ekurhuleni meeting.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Yes. Yeah. No, but I'm asking. Yeah, I'm not necessarily asking about Ekurhuleni. I'm asking about the city of Johannesburg in relation to Ekurhuleni.
So the coalition was put down.
Yeah.
And the coalition was discussed.
And
whether we keep the minority mayor or whether we go back to and bring back Dada Marera, that will depend on our discussions as a coalition.
Yeah, and that on its own tells me that the discussions have got nothing to do with the effectiveness of one party or one candidate, but it is just a game of chess that is being played to remove this one and to place that one.
Not in our case. The AIC started this, and the AIC doesn't want to be repaid. The AIC wants the city of Johannesburg to work because we raise our children here, we raise our grandchildren here, we raise our families here in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah. So why Thapelo Ahmad?
it was a name that came out from all of us. We decided on it.
I agree, but I'm just saying, what propelled that decision? What brought that decision about?
Well, it is something that we decided on as minorities. We decided on that. We had a vote on it, and we voted, and we all went unanimously.
Sure.
I was also brought in, and I decided that I do not want to be the mayor.
So it's got nothing to do with the skill set, the competency, the capability. It was just a decision, a political decision that was taken.
No, it was not a political. You're right when you talk about the skills. Yes, the two of us were there. It was between the two of us, and we were found to be the stronger people, because I think you know that for the longest of time, for the last year and a half, we've been running the show, and we've been dealing with issues, and we've been always been talking out about all the ills in the city. And, yeah, so I don't think it's a political game. We are politicians, yes, politics is our career.
I also live here.
I'm living at Rather Park, and my kids stand the risk of being shot every day. I'm living at Rather Park. My kids walk to school, and they have the risk of being kidnapped in the long grasses. I live in El Dorado Park, and I have a problem because I can't drive my car. There's potholes. I live in El Dorado Park, and there is so many things that I can't.
Sure. And I don't wish that upon you or anyone else, because all of us do come from the townships, and we are exposed to all of those things daily, and we don't wish them upon anyone else. Lastly, if supporters and voters of African Independent Congress are listening right now to you, and what would you want to say to them about these changes that have happened frequently, and you choosing to go with Al Jamaa in this instance? What would you say to your voters right now?
My voters and my political party as well knows that I will do anything that's in the interest of them. The voters knows that we have gone into a period where coalition governments are working. It is not a one-man show any longer. It is not a one-party show any longer. It is where coalitions are working, and my party understands that the day when I started the minority opposition parties and brought them together, I brought together all these people, and we said that we will look into how we work with them. And that is what my voters should be knowing, and that is what my party knows.
Sure.
So coalition politics is going to be the norm of the day. And you go with people that you have the similar ideologies, and our ideologies are similar.
As we say goodbye, is African Independent Congress going to get a position, an MMC position, in the newly constituted executive, which will happen perhaps after tomorrow?
We don't know. It's a prerogative of the mayor.
Wasn't it part of the preconditions as you were discussing who the mayor would be?
It's the prerogative of the mayor. The mayor will call a meeting of the minorities and of all the coalition partners, and we will sit down and discussion around.
But did you negotiate a position?
Pardon?
Did you negotiate a position?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Margaret Arnolds, really appreciate your time. All the best, and please stay in touch with us so that we can keep the people of Johannesburg and others informed about it. All the best to you, and keep us informed. Margaret Arnolds is a member of African Independent Congress. It's 28 minutes to 8 o'clock. We continue to put a spotlight on the city of Joburg, the city of Ekurhuleni, as to what is happening in our cities. Bongani Baloyi is with Action SA, and he joins us immediately. Mr. Baloyi, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. What do you make of the theatrics and everything else that unfolded today? What are we supposed to make of it as the people of Joburg? But more importantly, what is the stance of Action SA?
Well, good evening. Thank you for having me on the show, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you, sir.
I think what happened today was unfortunate, but it could have been avoided had the DA accepted a proposal that the Patriotic Alliance had accepted last week's Thursday, which would have seen the coalition continue and getting majority of votes in council, so it can continue to provide a stable and sustainable environment. Unfortunately, they were not able to agree to that. Action SA made an ultimate sacrifice by sacrificing two of the MMC positions to ensure that we keep the PA on board, but that was rejected by the DA. So our position is that, first, we want to thank and congratulate the Mayor Phalatse for the sterling work she did in her term. I think she really conducted herself in the best way she probably could. I mean, she's a sterling public servant with a heart in the right place and was committed to seeing Johannesburg get to newer heights and get better from a delivery perspective and managing the city better. So from our point of view, really, this could have been avoided, but unfortunately, we are here now.
And here we are again for the umpteenth time where we have seen changes happening. You are putting the blame squarely on the hands of the Democratic Alliance. Unfold that for us a little bit, please.
Okay. So the coalition took the first proposal to the Patriots. In fact, since last year, we as Action SA have been really pushing that let's have a conversation with PA and have a deal in place. It started last year when we saw that we could not even approve a 2 billion rand loan to the city to continue its business and fund critical infrastructure. And the DA just flatly ignored us. And so the conversation started this year again to meet with the PA. We met the PA and they gave them the proposal, which they rejected, which was one seat in the executive and one seat in the Section 79 portfolio committees. And when they rejected it, they were clear about what they want to be part of this. And PA has been clear when you negotiated with them in these coalitions that they want positions and power. But we felt for the greater good to sustain these coalitions and to give the Palazzo administration a chance was for us to give something. So we're prepared to make an ultimate sacrifice and offered two positions from Action SA, which was the position of MMC for transport and MMC for economic development. Mm. The DA extends these down on the basis that they say the PA managed their portfolio in the past and did some things that shouldn't have done in that portfolio. And we said to them, but provide the evidence, and if you know of wrongdoing, go open or lay charges against people. And they were not able to provide any of that. And it was quite baffling for us, for them to say they don't trust the PA and the PA is corrupt. Meanwhile, you want to give PA a portfolio, which is an annual budget of 7.7 billion rand. So it was clear to us this is a strawman argument. There's no commitment. Instead, they were only committed to seeing what happened today to fruition, and that's exactly what they did.
You seem to be adamant that this was a sabotage directed deliberately towards Dr. Mpopalatse. Why would the DA want to torpedo their own candidate, in essence, mess up their own chances? Because that's why people generally are in politics, to their contesting power so that they could have sufficient influence to put into practice their own policies.
Well, it's clear. I mean, the answer is clear for us to see. In fact, it's hidden in plain sight. Dr. Phalatse is a threat for Solim Simanga and John Steenhuisen. And she's been clear, at least recently, that they're considering strongly to contest for this position. And she's a very strong candidate. So having her continue as the mayor of Johannesburg in such a prominent profile position would give her the opportunity to adequately demonstrate to DA members and also the public that she can lead and becoming an alternative. And people will then have confidence in her and start imagining a DA led by her and what that would mean for the DA and growth and prospects for the party. And I think it's purely on that basis that they realize that they have to ensure that she's no longer mayor and therefore loses a potential or a position where she could have demonstrated all of this and becoming a serious threat for these two individuals. For where I stand, I think that's the same thing. Same thing happened to Herman Mashaba, and it was dealt with. So it's just a case of history repeating itself again.
And Bongani Baloyi, as Action SA, who are you standing with tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to nominate our own candidate, and that's the caucus leader, Funzi Ngubeni. It is a secret ballot. Things can happen, and we hope things do happen, and we are able to demonstrate a municipality led by Action SA. But we will not be backing the DA tomorrow. I think they've brought us to where we are, and there's no longer a coalition. The fact of reality is that once we are voted out of office, there's nothing to coalesce around any longer, and therefore parties then can reapply their minds on the direction to go. And at this point in time, we believe there's no majority that can be garnered by the DA. In fact, it's proven to all of us again now, and I hope South Africans can appreciate this, that coalitions led by the DA are incredibly unstable. And I think how they conduct themselves in these is open for everyone to see.
But yet the DA argues differently. They saying that the PA is unpredictable and it goes to, it sells its soul to the highest bidder. And as a result, they feel that it should be led by principle as opposed to convenience. Your people, your supporters, your voters, as I've asked Margaret Arnolds, who came just before you, what do you say to those who voted Action SA? And it was Action SA, actually, that put the DA in power through negotiations behind scenes, rallying other political parties, smaller political parties, and that didn't gain as much of the electorate, of the votes as possible. And you rallied them around and you said, let's put the DA in power. But now, again, you are saying that the DA is not serious about it. If someone is construing this to be inconsistency, duplicitous on your side, how would you respond to that?
It's not inconsistency. We've set our case clearly for Ekurhuleni and why we're not in that coalition. It's a minority coalition and it's incredibly unstable. And because we were not able to engage with other parties to try and secure a majority. So that's the Ekurhuleni one. With the city of Johannesburg, we were clear and demonstrated clearly to the residents of Johannesburg our commitment. More so, which party do you know that would want to sacrifice two very senior and public-facing portfolios to save a coalition? Because we realize that we might not like the DA, we might not trust the DA as Action SA, but we are committed to the residents. And that's why we're prepared to make a sacrifice by forming a government and ensuring that what the portfolios that are previously held by Action SA can go to others to ensure a majority and a stable bloc that has more better numbers in council to be able to pass a budget and do its business. That alone is a demonstration of a commitment to Action SA, where we would put the interests of residents ahead of our own individual interests or as a party as well. Now, that shows commitment to our cause and commitment to building an alternative outside of the ANC. And I think it's unquestionable what we have done in terms of ethical leadership and actually being following through and not duplicity. I think it shows consistency from our side that we've been a reliable, committed and disciplined partner, and we're at pains today because we could have avoided what happened today had the DA agreed to a deal, which, by the way, they were part of negotiation. They accepted, and when they took it to their principal and said it was turned down.
The DA has let you down many times before. You've had your running-ins with them a couple of times before, particularly in the city of Joburg. Is this the final straw that breaks the camel's back? Are you saying goodbye to the DA in Johannesburg forever? Will you work with them again? Or these are the divorce papers, now and forever?
Look, there's no longer a coalition, as I've stated. Forever is a very long time in politics. And if an opportunity does arise and we're able to find each other, but it would need a very humble DA, which is very pragmatic, which does not operate as if they have majority. And that's a very difficult thing because the election results delivered a situation where it forces the group of parties that may not even share the same vision or outlook on South Africa, but work with each other because we have to build an alternative from the ANC. And unfortunately, that situation, others, a party with 22% would believe that they are the biggest party and therefore have a right to everything, and not really appreciate that coalitions are about how you manage the parties and how you ensure that everybody is part of the program and is treated like an equal partner with respect and humility, not dictatorship, not FedEx having a veto right over what the coalition does. And that's how they are managing this. So the blame firmly falls squarely on the DA. On this one, they can't blame the PA. The PA was on board. I mean, we saw them communicating already last week that a deal has been agreed, because we were all under the impression that due to the sacrifice Action SA made, we're now able to form a majority in council, which unfortunately the DA had turned down. So they can say whatever they want, but for them, they know very well that they've delivered on what they set out to do, which is to dislodge Mpopalatsi, and we can have building up to their own internal elections.
How much of this is personal acrimony between yourselves and the DA? And because a number of leaders in Action SA come from the DA, yourself included, Michael Beaumont, Herman Mashaba, and many others. How much of it really is the hangover from your issues that emanating from back in the time when you were in the DA, because this love-hate relationship between yourselves and the DA that you are not willing to sever ties with completely, yet you are unambiguous when it's coming to the ANC that you will never, ever, ever work with them. However, with the DA, there's a bit of a dance that's going back and forth. And I can't help but wonder, does it contain elements of personal acrimony from the past?
Look, our love for our country is stronger than our distrust for the DA. And I can tell you, speaking for myself, I've got no hangover issues with the DA. I served, I led, and I left on my terms, and I thanked them. And they inherited a very stable, financially viable, and then a solid municipality in terms of governance that's been led up. So I have no personal issues that I want to settle with anybody. And if we had any personal issues, we would have been a party that frustrates the conversation of negotiation throughout, and we have not been that partner. In fact, we've been the main agitator throughout this process, forcing a conversation to be held in the DA, not moving quick enough and just ignoring us and not even returning to some of the communications they've been sending. So I don't know, but I can confirm from a safe perspective that there is no personal acrimony there. It's about the people, and that's why we're able and prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice by losing very important and senior seats in the executive to sitting back and allowing a coalition to be formed and Mayor Palazzi to continue. That does not suggest that this is a party that has personal issues with others and utilizing the city platform and residents to deal with those issues. That's not us at all. I don't know about them. But what is clear for them, what we do know, is that they wanted to get Palazzi out, and that is what they have delivered successfully on, and abandoned her on the main stage.
Mongani, final question to you. So the bone of contention here is Patriotic Alliance, really. Was that the make it or break it? That was a deal breaker, right?
Absolutely.
If the DA were to listen to you right now, as I'll be talking to Silliers Brink in the next few minutes, and he's on the line, what would you say to them? I don't want a conversation between the two of you, because I'd be setting you up and we didn't agree on that. But if the DA leadership was listening to this interview, what would you say to them as Action SA?
Look, what we've been saying, they're the reason we find ourselves in this position. They abandoned their mayor. What happened to Mpopalat is exactly what happened to Herman Mashaba. It's their internal squabbles that are manifesting and affecting all of us. They were their partner that was not prepared and ready to engage in good faith with the coalition, and more so with the Patriotic Alliance. They are the ones who firstly brought the Patriotic Alliance in this coalition, and we accepted and we gave seats to make space available for the Patriotic Alliance initially. And now when we're also prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, they, in fact, just imagine when Action SA says we'll give you two positions to TA, and they still insisted on the positions we are giving to them. They want to dictate who gets what, and claiming that the Patriotic Alliance is a corrupt party. Meanwhile, they still want them to lead up the portfolio, which has a budget of 7.7 billion rand. So,
is that hypocrisy?
It's completely hypocrite. I mean, the nerve to be able to want to even dictate what positions that we have available, how we utilize them, and who gets it, demonstrated to us that there is no coalition. This sure. is all of us accompanying the DA toward whatever angle they want. And now we see where they were driving us to, which is a position where we're no longer in charge of the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
So the DA has themselves to blame, and only themselves to blame in this case. They can't blame anybody. What they've done, South Africans can clearly see that the Action SA is a reliable partner and was willing to make an ultimate sacrifice, which was turned down by the DA.
Okay. Bongani Malwe, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Please keep us posted throughout the week, because, or in the weekend, because these are very unpredictable times. And all the best to you. Bongani Baloyi is with Action SA. It's 13 minutes to 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll speak to Silliers Brink from the Democratic Alliance. You're on 702.
702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
10 minutes to 9 o'clock, we are discussing what happened in the city of Joburg. If you've just joined us, good evening. My name is Thabo Shole Mashau. You're on 702. Let's walk the talk. And we saw theatrics playing themselves out in the city of Joburg as Dr. Palatse was ousted as mayor of the city of Johannesburg through a vote of no confidence in her. This afternoon, we also saw in the city of Ekurhuleni scenes of drama and mayhem as the meeting collapsed that side. Democratic Alliance, Cilius Brink is joining me to speak about those issues. Cilius, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show. Bongani Baloyi of Action SA says the blame belongs squarely on your laps as a Democratic Alliance.
Yeah, well, with friends like that, who needs enemies, as they say? The Democratic Alliance went into this latest round of negotiations with a sincere attempt to try and give the Patriotic Alliance an opportunity to show good faith and to support a mayor who's been doing well. You know, they didn't have any case against her. They didn't say she's corrupt. They didn't say she's underperforming. The Patriotic Alliance said, well, you can't give us what the ANC can give us. That's why we're voting you out. So we went into these negotiations. They stabbed us in the back last year when they sold out to the ANC. And quite frankly, Gayton McKenzie is open about it. He says he doesn't care about principles of service delivery. He wants jobs for Patriotic Alliance politicians. Nonetheless, we went into these negotiations in an attempt to give the Patriotic Alliance an opportunity to show good faith. Bongani Baloyi says they made all the compromises. Well, the fact is, if you read the correspondence as the negotiations went on, the DA offered various compromises to accommodate the Patriotic Alliance, but there were two important principles. The first was, we were not going to place the Patriotic Alliance in a stronger position than they were before they stabbed us in the back and sold out the ANC last year, because if you reward past bad faith, you virtually guarantee future bad faith.
And how would you do that? Before you go to the second one, apologies, Cilius, but how would you do that? How would you strengthen them? How would you give them more strength than they had before?
Well, if you give them more positions and more powerful positions than they had before.
And that's what they negotiated for.
Remember, this is a party that has got 2.5% of the vote in Joburg,
sure,
in the electorate.
Did they demand
and
two
they
positions?
They were accommodated with one seat on the Mako in the initial agreement. And the DA was even willing to make further compromises. But then you get to the second point. The second point, crucially, was we were not going to place the Patriotic Alliance, and as I said, Gayton McKenzie is open about it. He's only in it for what he can get for his own pocket. We were not going to place that party in departments where they had the opportunity to operate patronage politics. So we weren't going to do that because we need to be better than the ANC.
Which positions are those?
One of the departments.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, okay. Let me get to that.
Yeah.
One of the departments that they insisted on was economic development. That's the portfolio that includes Joburg Fresh Produce Market and the property portfolio of the city. Now, that is a portfolio that was held by the Patriotic Alliance before, when they had a coalition with the ANC. In fact, the ANC mayor fired the Patriotic Alliance councillor on the basis that he improperly interfered in processes. Now, we don't know if that was an honest argument or whether it was just an argument over control over resources. But I think the point is made that we don't want that under a DA or a coalition government. We don't want to tie our brand to that. So we gave the Patriotic Alliance a reasonable opportunity. At one point in the negotiations, the DA was willing to give up the position of speaker. At another point, we were willing to include positions in the Ekurhuleni coalition. The Patriotic Alliance rejected all of that. They said, our price has gone up, and you know what? We have subsequently found out that they've been dealing with the ANC and negotiating with the ANC all along. And I think, unfortunately, they have been stringing Action SA along. You know, Action SA was very insistent in these negotiations. We must meet the Patriotic Alliance's demands. We must. And we said, no, it's a matter of principle. If we set up the coalition to fail in this way, we'll be no better than the ANC.
You are accused.
Unfortunately, I think, you know, Action SA, they want to score points against us.
Yeah.
And so they're giving sort of covering fire.
Sure. got you there. You are accused of being big bullies who do not want to share the piece of cake, even though you did not win any election in the city of Joburg. With just over 20% or so, you did not. It did not necessarily mean that you've won. And what two other of my previous guests have alluded to was that the DA is generally a bully that does not want to share this piece of cake. And if everyone said...
One of your guests was Bongani Baloyi from Action SA. Who was the other? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, we spoke to Margaret Arnolds a little bit earlier on of AIC.
From the Patriotic Alliance?
No, from the AIC. From the AIC.
Okay. That same WhatsApp group. Okay.
Okay, I don't know which one belongs to which WhatsApp groups, but because I'm not in the city. Allow me to make my point so that you can respond to it, okay, and I'll give you an opportunity to do that in the remaining 2 minutes or so. The point that I'm simply making is that the DA didn't win an election, number one. You ought to share. That's according to them. But secondly, they are saying that you were deliberately torpedoing your very own mayor simply because of intra-democratic alliance complicated politics between Mpho Phalatse, Solim Simang, and John Steenhuisen in the upcoming elections that you will be having inside the DA. So they are saying there's a bigger picture here. You were deliberately sabotaging your own candidate.
So first of all, the AIC has never been a coalition partner of the Democratic Alliance. They are in the ANC's grouping. They've always supported the ANC. We've never had dealings with that party. And quite frankly, where they would have any insight into how the DA deals with its coalition partners, I don't know. So you can
in the latter part, it was Bongani who said it.
Then we get to Action SA. So during the course of these negotiations, there were several offers and counter-offers. If the DA really was this arrogant, rigid, uncompromising party, we would have just said, to hell with the Patriotic Alliance. They stabbed us in the back before. We're not going to talk to them. But despite the betrayals where they sold out over and over again to the ANC in Western Cape municipalities, we said, how can we accommodate the return of the Patriotic Alliance? And the point is, we simply can't do it at any price. We said, these are our conditions. Let's try and negotiate. And what transpired over a period of 2 weeks was probably a set of three or four offers and counter-offers. And they were properly reasoned and properly negotiated. So for the Patriotic Alliance now to, and let's be honest here, the Action SA and the Patriotic Alliance, I mean, they're sort of singing the same tune now. The Action SA seems to be covering fire for this alliance between the Patriotic Alliance and the ANC.
Yeah.
And it's complete rubbish, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, because
tomorrow, the Democratic Alliance will field Mpho Phalatse as our mayoral candidate again. And just like we did with Tanya Campbell in Ekurhuleni, where she was removed and then voted back in with a bigger majority, we are going to take our fighting chance. And that reduces this whole story of Action SA to complete rubbish.
I gotta go, Silas. Really appreciate your time. We'll speak again on this issue at length in the future, I hope.